Good morning. So it is New Year's Eve day, and we're starting a new year. And we've just been singing about new things, new days, new weeks, new years. The last couple of years, I have been up here the 1st of January. We found a book a couple years ago, which was called One Word. And I left the book at work, so I don't have the book to show you. But this book was amazing because Karina had read it and she said, "You're preaching New Year's." Okay. So I had to read the book, of course. And most of you know that I'm not very a good reader, but it wasn't very long. I'm like, "Yeah, you're right, I'm preaching." Last year, she's like, "Are you going to preach again?" And I said, "Sure." So for the last couple of years, we've decided instead of New Year's resolutions, because 90%, 95 or 98% of our New Year's resolutions at the first of the year by the end of January have been forgotten or have not been, it falls out of your head. So we decided we were going to take one word. God's going to give us one word for the year, and we're going to keep that one word for the year. At first, I want to know, we have what we did last year, the last couple years. If you have a word, you give it to us, you write it on your prayer card at the top, and then we made little signs and put them up. And as we put them up downstairs, you every Sunday when you come to church or if you come to Bible study or whatever, you could see your word at least once a week. I want to take a little time to recap of what your word meant for the year, but first I want to hand these out to the people that are here. Pastor's word, last year was choice, this year was change. So since he has the mic, he gets to recap first.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, as I thought about what I was going to talk about, my first word was choice. And I found that very useful because I would come to things where I had to choose. And I would have to say, choose, you know, make a choice. And it helped me a lot because it helped me focus in and what was going on, because it was like, you don't just randomly do it. You physically and mentally make a choice. And that helped me a lot. Change was harder because I'm stubborn. I like to do things my way, when I want to do them, how I want to do them. And so I would forget that sometimes it's time for a change. And last night when I was journaling, I was thanking God for the time I had yesterday to study of the word and get into it, and to realize that sometimes we do things for the wrong reason and we need to change. Because I am so stubborn, I'm trying to do it my way. That needs to change, and it doesn't always change. But also, when I was reading the scripture, it reminded me that even if I don't change in that particular moment or that particular time, it doesn't diminish God's love for me. It doesn't change God at all. God stays the same. And I would realize that some of the things I was doing was trying to please God for whatever reason. And it was like, in our conversation last night, it was like, okay, even though I mess up, I'm an addict. Okay, you're going, it's a TV addict, not drugs. Okay, I can't stand drugs. But I get locked into the visual TV stuff. And so even if on those days when I get in there and I get captured up in America's Got Talent or whatever it is, if you ever get caught in those loops on the net and it's like, oh, just one more click. Oh, just one more click. And I realize that even on those days when I waste the day or a good chunk of it, clicking and watching different things, God's not mad at me.
Amen.
Because God gave those people the talent that they're using, and I'm watching it. Of course, to excess, but that was my change. And I found it a little more difficult than choose. You want me to tell them the word I've got next?
If you want to.
This year's word, I've been praying about it, is focus. Because I get distracted. Oh, a bird, you know, type thing. And so this year, as I prayed about it, it's focus. Focus on what I'm doing and why it's important. Not just because, but focusing on God more. Because I find I want to. And so it's going to be that difference.
Jay's word this year was navigate. Do you want to share anything? Isabella's word was faith. And she's shaking her head. She doesn't want to share either. Summer's was nurture. Do you want to share?
Hey, everybody. So in 2016, when we started this, my word that was placed in my heart from the Lord was balance. And as a lot of you have known me over the years, I have bipolar. And so that was real challenging and fun for the year, trying to balance everything out emotionally and spiritually, and kind of just coming to terms with a lot of those challenges that come with having a mental illness, and trying to get back in the swing of being an independent person and just living life according to what God's will is for me. So that was 2016. And then the end of that year, I had a big struggle and some relationship issues that came up with my maternal side, especially with my mom. She'd cut me out with no explanation. And so I knew that with that relationship, having some trials, that I was going to really need to take care of myself and rely heavily on the Lord. So I prayed and prayed, and it was really easy the last in 2016 and 2017 for me to hear what God had wanted me to share and what God had wanted me to focus on. So last year I came up with nurture. That's what was so easily placed in my heart, because I had lost those relationships that were so important to me that were building me up. And I had also done some isolation just to kind of balance out the year before. So when last year nurture was placed upon my heart, I decided that I wasn't going to lean on the relationships that I had for 39 years. And that I was going to dive really, really deep into my relationship with the Lord. And I had decided that at that point, it was all going to be about how that relationship was strengthened. And not to take it personally, but it wasn't going to be about any other relationships, like my leaders at church, my friends at church, my family. It was going to be all about that bonding with my Savior, and especially the Holy Spirit. So I can say that 2017's been, I've been open to being nurtured by the Lord in all different ways. And I'd love to talk more about that experience if anybody's open later. But I've also learned that how I nurture others is extremely important. And the year before, balancing things out and kind of looking at what was important played into that. But I also learned that the way I come across and I give of myself is a lot of nourishment, and I have a lot to offer. And so it's exciting to think about how I nurtured all the different areas in my life, how Kay's going to talk about how our one word should really impact different areas of our lives. So I've been really, for the last 2 years, been holding on to that resolve instead of a bunch of resolutions that are garbage by March 1st. and I've been praying for 2018's word, and I'll tell you, people, that it's all I can hear is that I need to listen. So it might be listen for that, but I've been in contemplation, and it's not as easy this year as it was the last 2 years to get that word to that just kind of pops. So I'm looking forward to prayerfully contemplating what the word is going to be over the next couple weeks. And I'll let you guys know. Thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely. Kelsey's word was simple. Do you want to share?
Simple to me meant that it is so very easy to thank the Lord and be able to worship Him in such a very easy and simple way. Every day is just basically praying, thanking the Lord for everything that He bestows upon me. So to me, there's nothing difficult about it, and that's why the word simple came up to me.
JD's word this year was patience.
Patience. I started a new career that I didn't know that I was going to be in this year. I am a full-time school teacher. I teach special education, and I teach kindergarten. Right there should tell you why God gave me that word. But a lot of it had to do with patience with myself. I turned 50 in October, And I started a new career at 50. And I had never actually had a career. I always wanted to be a full-time minister. I wanted to, if you would have asked me when I went to Bible college in my 20s, what I wanted to do is I wanted to be a traveling evangelist. I never saw those two in my future at that time. Patience for me was patience in figuring out and finding out that in all the things that God has given me to minister and preach about, that I am all those things. I am the promises that he talks about. I am worth the patience that he has had to have for me to get where I'm at. And that sounds funny, but, you know, we all make the mistakes. And sometimes we have to pick up and make those same mistakes years. But God's love is so amazing and everlasting that he has had the patience to pick me up. And that patience has shown me how to have patience in my own life with myself, with my kids, with my career. Nobody ever asks for patience because God, the old saying, you know, God will give you plenty enough opportunities to learn it.
Amen.
I not only asked for it, I'm thankful for his patience with me, in turn that I get to learn how to be patient in whatever area I am in.
The last one I have up here is listen, and it's Karina's, as she'd like to share.
I didn't really plan on it, but I guess I'll come up here so everybody doesn't have to crane their necks turning around to the back. I was just thinking, I have a 93-year-old grandma. I'm very blessed to still have my grandma, and I'm very aware of that. Every time I visit, I hear stories and more stories and the same stories over and over, and at times, it makes me crazy. I've already heard this. I'd rather be doing something else. And as a result of so many things, I get a reminder. And I had a picture on my phone. I changed my wallpaper on my phone so that every time I open my phone, I can see that I need to shut up. It's not about me listening to myself or me talking or people hearing what I have to say. It's about me listening. And I find that when I stop to listen, sometimes I hear on two different levels. I hear the words that are being said, and sometimes I hear the message behind the words, like reading between the lines. Oh, this is what they're saying, but what I get from that is this is what their heart is saying. There's a book that Pastor Janet told us about years ago. It's called The Heart Reader. It's a fantastic book. If you like to read, it's by Terry Blackstock. And the premise of the story is this guy is struggling, and then he prays, and suddenly he starts to hear all these voices. He tells his pastor and he thinks he's going crazy and all of this fun stuff. Eventually, what they determine is that he's hearing people's hearts. I'm not there. I'm nowhere near being there. But 2017 has been a great reminder that sometimes I need to shut up and listen, not just for the surface words, but the words beneath the surface. I don't have a word for the new year yet. Struggling. And it's probably because I don't get very quiet. There's always something going on, and that's my bad. I'm going to have to be quiet and do what I said I was going to do.
Is there anybody else would like to share?
My word for this last year was trust. I'm not very good at trusting not only God, but not only people, but also God, due to a lot of things in my past that have really hurt me. I do not trust people or God easily. And God has put that to the test a lot this last year. He's really just, it's constantly been like right here. Okay, you need to trust me. Oh, you're having problems with your health? You need to trust me. And so that has been, I haven't been able to not look at my word this last year because it has just been right in my face all the time, constantly. And so now that it's coming to the end of the year, I'm getting there slowly, but I'm getting there. It's kind of a mixed bag for me because in a way it's a good thing because I'm also learning to trust people. But in a way it's like, really, God? Really? Trust? You had to pick that one. So we'll see what the new year brings. I've been really thinking about and praying about what my new word should be. And last night, I didn't have anything. I was talking to Kay about that. And this morning, I have two words that are kind of vying for my attention. One is creativity, and the other is grow. So I don't know what that would exactly look like for either one of them, because, well, I kind of do with creativity. I know that if that was the word, it would mean that I need to start using my creativity to help people. Because up until now, I've kind of just done it for kicks. But my daughter brought something up to me that she didn't actually bring it up like, oh, you know, here's something you could use to help people. But she wanted to start a business making certain types of jewelry that actually have messages. And the more I've been thinking about it, the more I'm kind of leaning towards creativity, the more it seems like that's the direction I'm supposed to go. Because this jewelry actually has a message embedded in the jewelry. And it is custom made for each person. And so if that's the word that, and it seems to be, I think it's because God wants me to take what I can do and use it to help others.
Anybody else? So there's booklets on the back if you want to take a booklet. This is a plan of action for your one word that will change your life for the year. Vanna's back there showing them off. But it's a good reminder to, we need to look out. If we look out, then we're looking out to see what's going on around us. If we look up, then we're preparing our heart. Or look in, we're preparing our heart. To look up, that's when we're going to discover the word that God wants for us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun. What a great promise. People that believe in Christ, our old life is gone. Our mistakes that we've made in the past are gone because Christ died on the cross. He gave his life for us. We're saved by grace. We have a new life. We have a new year coming up. Psalms 37:3-5 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desire. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. Look at all the promises in that scripture, those scriptures. Look at all the promises. Trust him and do good. What is do good? It's an action. What's our word for the year? It should be an action word. What we're going to do. Luke 8:4-8 says, one day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that were gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell on among rock. It began to grow, but the plant soon withered and died for lack of moisture. The other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it, and it choked out the tendered plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, when he had said this, he called out, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. This is a great reminder. We've planted seeds. God's planted seeds in us. Has that seed withered? If it had, none of you would be in here today. It's on fertile soil, and your fertile soil is out planting seeds with other people. The word that you have this year, last year, and the year before, build on each other. Think about it. Balance, nurture. Karina, what was your word last year, the year before? I can tell you. Intentional. Listening. Listen. Jody's was purpose and patience. Pastor's was choose and change. Jay's was authentic and navigate. Isabella's was organize and faith. Kelsey's was commitment and simple. They build on each other. It's amazing how they build on each other. So God uses it because it's in the book, it says the first couple years you get, that's what it is. The first couple years, it's a good word, not a God word. God uses the good words. But this year, I think we're all having a little bit of trouble because it's God's word that we're going to get. It's a God word, not just a good word.
The first one, if I remember the way the book said, if I remember right, it was what we saw in ourselves that we felt like we needed change on. And then by the third year we started doing it, that it would be things that it would be a God word, as in we were going well and
Right. So as my word for the last couple years, the first one was commitment. And that was challenging because of my job. And when I actually listened to the message that I spoke last year, it was really interesting because I'm still committed to the same job. Last year is when my boss told me I was replaceable, not in so many words, but he told me basically I was replaceable. And I still hadn't had the conversation with him. I was telling Karina on the way today, I'm like, God, I can't believe it's been a year that I had heard that, and I still haven't had the conversation with the boss. And then I'm thinking, well, it's not important. What he thinks of me is not what my real worth is. It could be if I thought that way anymore, but I don't think that way anymore. So this year's word was joy. And I talked about joy like 4 or 5 times throughout the year. And Summer talked about the words that we use to help in our dimensions of our word to make sure that we touch each area. The first area was spiritual. The second was physical. The third one was emotional. The fourth one was relational. The fifth one is mental. And the sixth one was financial. So I needed to find joy in all of these dimensions. Most of you know that I lost my mom in March. So finding joy in that has been very, very difficult. It's been emotional. It's been physically draining. It's been mental, of course. I can say it's been financial because I got a little of her inheritance. But I would rather have her than her money. But God called her home. So I have to remember that I have to have joy in knowing I know where she's at. I know that she's healthy. I know that she's happy. I know that, which was amazing because this last week I had a dream. And in that dream, I got a hug from my mom. So I know that she's happy and she's whole. Is it easy? Not in the least. I'm happy that she's happy where she's at. But I miss that woman. And I miss her voice. And I miss her laughter. But I can tell you that joy this year, I think I've laughed more this year than I have in a long, long time. And it's not that just laughter. It's that laughter, that God laughter, that happiness that I couldn't imagine without God in my life. I couldn't imagine getting to where I am today in this sorrow without God in my life. Joy has been a building block for something else. I don't know what it is yet. I had a couple words that come to my mind last night. One was perfect, and the other one was present. So I don't know what God's going to use with those two words, or if he's going to use them, or if there were my words or his words. But it talks about getting quiet. When you're looking for your word, you need to get quiet. You need to turn off the phone. You need to turn off the noise around you. We live in a microwave world where everything's fast-paced, and we're always doing something. The kids always have something, or there's always something that's going on. Doesn't mean that it has to take an hour to find your word. It might even be 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes with God. The book talks about if you get that word, it's kind of like buying a new car. You'll see that car, your car, everywhere else around you. If that's the word that God has for you, it'll be that kind of a purpose. Karina was really gracious yesterday, and she pulled up a bunch of action words for us. So I'm going to read some of them. Whole, confidence, solid, determined, selfless, motivated, pursue, devoted, drive, prioritize, consistency, unsatisfied, disciplined, willing, accountable, thankful, strength, trust, prosperous, be, uncompromised, balance, truth, joy, fearless, success, scholarship, unspoken, positivity, guidance, focus, motivation, patience, toughness, believe, courage, restless, persevere, relentless, rise, breathe, focused, discovered, vision, passion, even, drive, acceptance, fulfillment, difference, love, confident, up, up. What does it mean? Look up. Stronger, alive, push, faith, true, purpose, assert, grow, guard, zeal, build, or bridge. Communicate, inspire, support, transformation, care, push, strive, daring, work, responsibility, share, poise, giving, grow, hope, smile, strong, respect, grace, endurance, lead, forward, effort, proactive, heart, brotherhood, serenity, productive, sparkle, I liked that one. Sparkle. See, it could, like the picture up there, it's all sparkly. Attitude, team, solid, dedication, move, courageous, possible, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. And there's tons more. Open up your Bible. God will give you a word out of the Bible. God will show you your word on the television. God will show your word in the person that you're talking to. There's a purpose. Everyone in here, I said this last year, everybody in here has a plan and a purpose. That's a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. You have a plan and a purpose. What is this plan and purpose for you? To prosper you and not harm you. So instead of finding a new resolution this year, find a word. And if when you find that word, Karina put her picture of her grandma on her phone. I had my word, if you've ever seen the movie Inside Out, where Joy, the blue-haired lady, Joy, I had her on my computer screen every day at work. People would say, Joy? I'm like, yeah, it's my word for the year. I had it on my phone, my old phone. I had it on the screen of my own old phone. They said last year we should make little cards and have them. Then we can hand them out to people. But we need to keep those words in front of us. And once we keep those words in front of us, then we need to try to do those six things and have a purpose for every one of those six things, the dimensions of our word. Because God wants to bless us all the way through all of those things. We just need to remember that that's what God wants us to do. Is it easy to live a word? No.
Easier than resolutions that break.
That's true. It is easier than resolutions that break. But we have a purpose because we're going to try. We might fail, but that word will come back to us if we keep it in front of us. The other thing is we need to make sure that we're accountable to each other. Are you living your word? Are you living what God wants you to do? That word for the year. That's why knowing what you guys' words are and putting them downstairs, we can ask each other each week, how's your word going? How's
it? Not in a judgmental way.
Exactly. It's caring and loving and wanting to make sure that you're doing it. I always say, I'll call you on it. Most people that know me, I'll call you on it. I failed a little bit this last year because I didn't see a lot of the, I didn't look as much as I should have. The other thing that we need to do is find a church word. We do need to find a church word. Our first year it was acceptance. This year was inspire. What are we going to next? We're going to inspire to bring people in. But the thing is that you need to remember is the word that you have this year, you can't, it's not important to use it next year. You've taken your purpose of that word. God wants you to think of something new. He doesn't want you to use the same one. I could use joy for another year, but I don't have to use joy for another year because God wants me to choose a different word. Because that's what I need to listen to God. As the first time that I read it, we'll read it again, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. Remember, tomorrow the old is gone because it's a new year. And the new has begun. Everybody's a new creation every day. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new chance to change what we need to change, to move forward with what we need to move forward, and to love like God. It's not always easy, but we can do it. When I first got up on stage earlier, I'm like, there's 4 or 5 people in here. And it tripled. It's awesome. I knew that God would bring the people that need to hear this message in today, and he did. The person that really needed to hear this message today was me. And I say that every year. I needed to focus on something new. I need to have a new challenge. I need to let go of the sorrow and find the joy that God has given me all year to get through the pain. And it's been a year, but God has great things ahead for all of us, not just for me. You go with me in prayer. Father God, as we come before you this day, we're thankful, truly thankful for the opportunity that we have to know that your word is true, to know that you have a plan and a purpose for each of us. And all we have to do is shut up and listen, to focus on you and not on ourselves, and not on our situation. To know that you love us right where we're at. You guide and direct us to where you want us to go. We're thankful, Lord, that we can, not only as individuals, know that we are the temple of God, but know that you have a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. And that we build each other up, not tear each other down. Thank you, Lord, that we know who wins, and it's not Satan. Satan's under our feet as we stamp right now and know that he has no purpose or plan other than to destroy us, and we will not let that because we have the word of God inside of us. we know that we can be still and know that you are God. We know that Jesus died on the cross for each of us. And if we don't know that, Lord, we want to. We really want to know and to believe and understand that we are your children. We're thankful, Lord, for your heart that gets inside of us. We thank you that the heart that you give us, that we give to other people, that we speak words of life, not death, that we speak words of truth and not lies. We're thankful, Lord, that this new year is going to be amazing. We know seven's a year of completion, eight's a year of new, and we're standing in that new, and we're moving forward, not only as individuals, but as a congregation, to bring people that need you into here, that love you and want to learn more. Lord, we ask that you bring those people in that have been hurt, that they will know that they are loved, and help us to be able to be your eyes and feet on the earth. Again, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new year ahead of us. And we thank you for each one of our new words. And Lord, right now, I ask that we take a minute and think, what can I get out of this message? What plan of action can I take? In Jesus' name I pray, amen.